While Parshios Truma and Tetzava are when Hashem told Moshe about the plan to build the Mishkan and all of its various utensils and components, Parshios Vayakel and Pakudei are where that becomes a practical reality, and in fact, the components of the Mishkan and all of the clothing of the Kohanim and the Kohen Gadol were created. It's therefore no surprise that towards the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, we are introduced to the most prominent person involved in the construction, the leader of that effort, the foreman, if you will, and that, of course, is Bezalel. However, what is striking is the way the Torah introduces us to Bezalel. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed, V'yomer Moshe El B'nei Yisrael, Re'u, see, Kara Hashem Bashem, Hashem has proclaimed by name, Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur, Lamate Yehuda. Who is it? None other than Bezalel, the son of Uri, the grandson of Hur, from the tribe of Yehuda. And as I mentioned, and it's really quite obvious when you hear the Pasuk read, it's obviously not a typical way any character in the Torah is introduced, and it's just an awkward or somewhat confusing or clumsy formulation. Re'u, see. Hashem declared the name Bezalel. What exactly is going on? And in fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Darash Moshe directly addresses this question. L'chora, lo muvan, he asks. It doesn't make any sense. Eich ro'im b'nei adam zeh. How does the word re'u make any sense? You can't see a person's name. The whole thing seems a little awkward. Moreover, he asks, in what way was the choice of Bezalel to lead the construction of the Mishkan different than the previous appointment of Aaron to become the Kohen Gadol, no less of a prominent job, to say the least, and yet we don't have an introduction that Aaron, see, he's the one who's going to be the Kohen Gadol. How come it's somewhat unique by Bezalel? What is going on here? What's the Torah trying to convey? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein something so fascinating and so important and so profound. Venira, Mishum she'Hashem Yisbarach she'nasan la'adam eiz ha'koach, tzarech leida she'nitin lo rak, kadeh she'ya'aseh b'koach zeh, ratzon Hashem Yisbarach l'tzorach Yisrael u'l'tzorach kvod shemayim. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, whatever talents an individual has, he or she must realize that whatever else you can do with those talents, the ultimate purpose for any of those gifts, any of those talents that Hashem has given you, is to be able to serve the Jewish people and to be able to increase Kvod Shemayim in the world. And even though, says Rav Moshe, you're not commanded to do X or Y, something specific with those talents, in the way that you're commanded to keep kosher or keep Shabbos, nevertheless, says Rav Moshe, that's just because Hashem wanted to keep the possibility of Bechira Chofshis. A person has to be able to choose freely what he or she will do with his life. However, says Rav Moshe, but fundamentally, from God's perspective, from the moral perspective, is there a right thing to do? Yes, and the right thing to do is to use your talents towards the betterment of the Jewish community, towards the betterment of bringing down Kvod Shemayim, making the world a better place, one that more reflects godliness. However, says Rav Moshe, therefore, b'chol ofen nivra lezeh, we are commanded for this higher mission. And if we don't use the talents appropriately that Hashem gave us, Hashem will have a claim against us. With that background, with that fundamental article of faith, if you will, declared, Rav Moshe says, now we understand this pasuk. How do we see Bezalel's name, but see that he's the artisan? In what way do we see it? If Hashem gave him all these talents, says Rav Moshe, it's very simple. If you're living in the time of the construction of the Mishkan, and you were given all these natural, artistic, organizational, architectural talents, it's clear, you can see clearly that you must have been given those talents not to have some random architectural or artistic accomplishments, but rather specifically in order to be able to build the Mishkan. If the reason Hashem gives anyone talents is to help further God's mission in the world, and you have artistic talents which are perfectly aligned for what it now needs to be done to build the Mishkan, and it's the time of the building of the Mishkan, says Rav Moshe, it's obvious, you can see it as plain as day, as clear as day, that that is what you are destined for. In that sense, says Rav Moshe, Betzel Kel, yes, there was some divinely artistic talent that Betzalel had been endowed with, and you could see it. It was clear as day that he was destined. He was the one who's supposed to be leading the charge and leading the project of building the Mishkan. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, that's true. It was true for Betzalel, and even if it's less true, but ultimately it's true, less clear, but it's ultimately true for each and every one of us. We all have free choice with how to spend our lives and how to use our talents. But says Rav Moshe, we should realize we are given those talents in order to further Hashem's mission in the world and make the world a better, more godly place and to bring Kvod Shemayim. And if we don't do that, then all the blessings that Hashem gave us, whether they're talents or wealth or whatever the case may be, we will have a claim brought against us that we didn't live up to our destiny in our mission. This idea of Rav Moshe here in our Parsha is reminiscent of a very famous and one of my favorite ideas from Rav Soloveitchik, who explained that the Gemara in Nida, when it talks about how every baby, when he or she is in the mother's womb, an angel comes and teaches the child Torah and then makes the baby take a shavua, an oath, that they will be a tzaddik, that they will do the right thing, and they will live their life in a very worthy way. What is the whole purpose of this very fascinating, imaginative medrash? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say that the medrash is teaching us, the Gemara is teaching us, that everyone has to live a life of shlichus, of mission. Every person is endowed with talents and a mission to accomplish during his or her life that only he or she can accomplish. And specifically, we were all born at this time and in this place to accomplish our mission. And that is something that the angel, so to speak, swears every child to before they are born, that they will live a meaningful life, one of mission and serving out their potential. And that is, in a very specific way, exactly what Rav Moshe Feinstein said in our Parsha. When you have someone with so much obvious talent, you can see what their mission is.